A tape recorder. Vayim sach v'sukkah daf yomi with the Holy Rebbe Rabbi Shaul Lehman Shlita, otherwise known as Marcus Lehman II. The miyuchos, he has miyuchos going up and going down. He comes from grace to grace zedus, and he has gewaldige children. A Berlwein says, success in life is defined if your grandparents and your grandchildren can both be proud of you. If you can say that your grandparents are proud of you and your grandchildren are proud of you, that is called success.
Beautiful, thank you.
So Baruch Hashem, I'm learning with a successful person. Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem. Sukkah Hamid.
Your Mahabit's tired also helps.
Sukkah hamiduv leles. I didn't say the word correctly. Sukkah hamiduv leles. What does Rashi say? Rashi says come on before the love of Gemara. The Gemara later says what this means. Number two, v'shetzilta meruv mechamasa. There is more sun than shade kashera, and if there is more, there is more shade than there is sun kashera. That's not okay. That's two cases so far. Number three, hamiduva. If it's thick. If it's too thick to the degree where you can no longer see the stars, it's also good. My midduv lelis. What does this word mean? I'm a rav sukkah aniya. Midduv lelis means it's a sukkah aniya. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi, go back to Rashi, the Mishra. Rashi says, Vishal Sultan Mechamosa Kesher, Lekha Lekshri, Dhanin Dhanin Lelucha Dezimna. In fact, Rashi, we learned this already in the first daf, daf beis. Dabeis shechamosa meruba mitzilta psula einem daim zu the mikshaya kashin adadi. Okay, so we learned this already over the yachad zimba shechamosa meruba mitzilta psula einem daim zu the mikshaya kashin adadi kide raminan luhu begemar b'mishnah. The gemara's gonna ask this in a moment. They're gonna answer what's the gemara. It's very, very thick. On my mind, what's aniya sheyesh b'schacha kana ma'at? There's very, very few reeds, very, very few pieces of schach. V'yesh ba'avir harbe. There's a lot of airspace. Ella she'ein bo shloisha biyachad. Okay, sheyesh b'schacha kana ma'at. V'yesh ba'avir harbe. Ella. She'ein boy shloisha biyachad. You do not have a gap of three tefachim. You have a very, very small amount of schach. It's a sukkah that's an oni. The word over hamiduv leles, lush of dal. Dal, duv leles. Where do you get the word in aniya? An oni is a dal. Here you have more letters. You have duv leles. I don't know what the answer is. Okay, but it's poor. And that means that there's very little schach, but if it's not schach possible, to be possible, you'd have to have a gap of three tefachim of empty space, and that we do not have. Vayit in the Gemara. So my word is going to be duvla less, amarav sukash aniyah. Shmuel Shmuel says, kone oil of kone yorit. There's one kone that goes over and goes down Rashi. Shalo hishve haschach lehashkiv hakonim ze itzel ze. The schach is not lined up. Elo echad lamala vechlamata. It alternates. They showed the picture, a very good picture over here, where they show the schach, one up, one down. Because the schach goes up and down, that creates an effect. You really need to be a scientist to explain this and appreciate this. That creates an effect where the sun is more than the shade. We say a principle called, we say kol she'ilu. An incredible chiddush. You have a sukkah, and practically speaking, right now, this moment in time, there is more sun than shade. It doesn't matter. Since theoretically, if we were to take the schach and we would put it at the same exact, we would say, good asik, good achis. There's another expression. I forgot what the expression is. If we go and we would level off the schach, it would be more shade than there is sun. That's okay. The sukkah is kosher. That's a tremendous chiddush, because I think the average person would assume that when you talk about a kosher sukkah, when you talk about a sukkah, it has to be practical. practical means right now, when I'm sitting in the sukkah, is there more sun or is there more shade? You need tachlis. You need tachlis. Practicality. Along comes this mission and it tells us that's not the case. It's lundis. It doesn't have to be ad kedei kach. You don't need it to be practical. You don't even there need to be right now. In a practical sense, there needs to be more shade than sun. Even though there's more sun than shade, it's kosher. Because if, theoretically, you were to line up the schach and make it level, it would be good. That is sufficient. That's not a chiddush, and I don't know what is. It's kedai to come tonight to learn with you, to learn that chiddush. I don't think I would ever imagine such a chiddush to get an appreciation that a sukkah doesn't have to even have a basic practical koyach of providing shelter. And this is the proof, because Rashi here says explicitly that when you're sitting in the sukkah, there is more sun than there is shade. And it's kosher. Why? Because since there is theoretically enough schach, it's just the way they've been positioned does not achieve a practical shelter. But in Lundis, it's there. That's sufficient. A sukkah is a chefter shel mitzvah. It's not a reality show. Okay, this is not a reality show. This is a mitzvah. It's a davar shebekedusha, and it's sufficient if there's enough schach. Fight in the Gemara. So nachmal the Gemara, my mid duvla less amen of sukkah niyav shmul shmul says kona olav kona yorid. Rav tani chodosh shmul tani tarte. What does this mean? Rav tani chodosh sukkah mid duvla less. It says where sukkah mid duvla less, my mid duvla less, mid duvla delas. Okay, so he says the word mid duvla less, when he's a base, he changes the girsa. And he says it means midul delas. What does that mean? Shetzilta meruba mechamosa kshera. So Rav learns there are two, in other words, the Rav is coming to explain over here, are there, in the beginning of the Mishnah, are there two halachas in the Mishnah, or is there one halacha in the Mishnah? And the second statement is an explanation of the first statement. So let's read Rav Tani Chodon. Rav learns, Rav Tani Chodon Shmol Tani Tarti. Rav Tani Chodah, there's one halach in the Mishnah, Sukkah Miduv Leles. Now you have to, as if the Mishnah is now asking a question, my Miduv Leles. So the second statement of the Mishnah is an explanation. It means Midul Deles. It means that it's dal, it's poor. What? How is it poor? Shetzilta Meruba Mechamasa. What does it mean to Vlalas? But still, there's more shade than there is sun. Kshera. Ushmul Tani Tarte, my midu Vlalas, Mibulbelas. Vitarte Kitani, Sukha Mibulbelas, Kshera. That's number one. And number two, Vitsilta Meruba Mechamasa, Kshera. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi here says, Rav Tani Chada, midu Vlalas. It's one halacha. Vishetsilta Meruba Mechamasa, Achoda Sukhokoi. Ushmul Tani Masnis and betray Sukkahs. Now the Mar explains, Rashi explains, Rav Tani Chada, Sukkah Shehi Ani, it's poor. Shehi Miduv Leles. What is the word Miduv Leles? It means Midul Deles, poor. How is it poor? Because there's very little schach. Doesn't matter. Even though there's very little schach, if you at least have enough tzilta, Meruba Mechamasa, in tzilta, Meruba Mechamasa, Kshera. Ushmul Tani Tarte. Sukkah Mibul Beles, Kshera. What is that? I'm in Roin. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Roin. So when it says it's Sukkah midul Leles, it means Mibul Beles. It's all tzimisht. Meaning, you have Schach that's not flat. One beam is lower, one beam is higher. It's like Maisa Oirek. Like Maisa Oirek, the Shasiya and the Erev. Right? So you have the loom, where you have the alternating. The odd strings and the even strings. So one row is lamala, one is lamata, and you throw the buchya in between. So you make your sukkah into maise oireg, into an ariga. So that, he says, that's good. Even though in that situation it is chamsa meruba mitzilta. Nachmal the Rashi sukkah milbelas kasher derin roin v'shli v'shid. Then we say number two v'shid silta mechamasa. Then we have another halacha v'shid silta mechamasa mil sachritihi. The Ashmina nami sukkah niyah sheyesh b'chamah It's a lot of sod in silt and mechamal kasheira. Okay, so there are two different halachas in the Mishnah according to Shmuel. Now we go back to the Gemara. Amar Abaye. Abaye comes along, Abaye says, Zazoy. Loy shanu el lashayn bein ze leze shloisha tvachim. Aval yesh bein ze leze gemol tvachim psula. When we learn the Mishnah, the sukkah that is ania is kasheira, is a tanai. The tanai is you may not have a gap of three empty tvachim. Amar Rava. Afilu yesh bein ze leze shloisha tvachim. Nami loy amar ne el lashayn begagoy tefach. You don't have on the gaga tefach, aval yesh begaga tefach kshera, de amrinan, we say chavut, chavut, rami. And what does this mean, Rashi? Rashi over here says, el de means el zel de shlosha, the kopach me shlosha, chadu yitz, like love it. Shein begaga, bekonach oile, rochav tefach. Ah. So he's saying over here is it's called to the corner that's oile, rochav tefach. De lav shem oil ale, leach shuve ulamei marbe chavut rami, hashofel. The hashlich oisa of avir shetachtov, the haynu nami inin good achis, elo lein mechitza, the havi chuda shol mechitza shaychum em good achis, meshoich oisa v'horit, ulein hamuto l'roichav, ubein listoim avir shaych chavot. Okay, so Rashi over here is saying, so let's read one more Rashi. Amrinan chavoy drami kishagoy v'shloisha when it's three tvachim, v'yoyser, the ilu b'pachas migimul. Lav chavatu sharehu kimushka volof. Okay, so second over here, let's go read the Rashi when we get over here. There's a lot of things over here going on over in this Rashi. Nachmol the Rashi. Rashi over here says, Loishanu. Okay, going back when it says over here, Shemuel Loishan, the Shmuel, the Kona, the Kona, Yorid, Kesher, the Amin, Royim. Say, Mordek Yisrael. When you say over here, Shmuel's case. Shmuel says, what does it mean over here, Sukkah Miduv Lelas? It means you have Schach on two different levels. You have Schach on the low level. Sach on the high level, and we're going to say that we're going to make believe chovot. We'll make believe that the schach on top as if it was cast down and it fills up the gap. The only time we could say chovot rameh is only when the gap before we go and we take the part that's above and we cast it below is only when we're starting out below that there's less of a gap of three tefachim between the two pieces of schach on the lower level. Rashi, Ela de ein bein zel zeh shloisha, de kol pachas mishloisha kachad hi. Okay, back to the Gemara, I'm going to explain that part in the Gemara. When do we say that's going to be, then we can have two different levels, it's going to be good. Ela shein bein zel zeh shloisha, tefachim. Aval yesh bein zel zeh gmol tefachim, psula. Then, chavut rami is not going to help. The only time you can say chavut rami, because there are two problems. Let's analyze what the case over here is. The main problem with this sukkah is that it's chamsa, Meruba Meitzilta. That's the ikur problem. There's more sun than there is shade. So why is it a kosher sukkah? Because if we were to put the upper level and the lower level in one plane, then it would be Tzilta Meruba Mechamasa. Okay, fine. But the only time we can say Chavod Rami is when we're starting out, we're on the lower level, the gap between the two pieces of Schach is less than three Tfachim. But if the gap between the two pieces of Schach is more than three Tfachim or more, then we're not going to say chavoy drami. That's what Abaye says. L'shem el'shem bein zilas deshlosh tvachim, avu yesh bein zilas gimel tvachim psula. Omar Rava. Rava disagrees. Afilu yesh bein zilas deshlosh tvachim nami. It's not a problem. Even though there's going to be more than three tvachim between the two, it's supposed to be okay. Loi, because afilu yesh bein zilas deshlosh tvachim nami loy amaron. Even when we have more el'shem begagoy. So he's not going to disagree, Rava. Rav is not coming to disagree. Rav over here is saying that you're right, you have to have less than three tefachim. Then we can say chavod rami. But what happens if indeed we have more than three tefachim? So we would assume that it's already automatically no good. There's more than three tefachim between the two pieces of schach on the lower level, that's already no good. But there's still a solution. And the solution is that if the piece of schach lemala is a tefach wide, then we can save the sukkah, even though on the lower level there's a gap of more than three tefachim. Amarava, afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shlosh tefachim, nami loy amar, that it's possible. Ela she'ein begagoy, the piece of schach above, a tefach. Aval yesh begagoy tefach kashera, because then we say, the Aramrin, we say chavoy drami. We say that the entire piece of schach comes down. But let's say the gap between the two lower pieces is three tefachim. and the piece above in the center is less than a tefach, then you don't say chavoit rami. Then you don't say. You only say chavoit rami when the piece on top is the width of a tefach. To say chavoit rami, you have to have a mamoshus. You have to have a thickness of a tefach, a width of a tefach to say chavoit rami. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "Elich ein min zilzah shloishes de kol pochtim shloishet chadi." It's ein megagib konal al yalu rachav tefach. Adolav shem oil ale. Lach shuvi lebei mabei chavoit rami. Chashuffle, take what's above and throw it down. Vahashlech oisalai avir shetachtav. The higher nami inin good as achis. And now he throws in that this concept of chavoit rami is similar to good achis, but there's a fundamental difference. Rashi is telling some more than yisoid. Good achis is the tip. Chavoit rami is the ganze zach. The Avi Shalom is the word. You probably can give a whole shiur on this Shabbos morning, 7:30, by Kanshul. Chavoit rami, you take the whole shtick, the ganze zach, and you bring it below. Good achis, you only take the tip, the edge, and that comes down, forms invisible, and it forms a laser thin, invisible partition. Nochmal der Rashi, ein Gag bekommen alle Leute rauf der Lauf schön schön alle Leute, schön mit mir Khabar Rami Rashi Hashbel, da hast du gesagt, wir starten mit der Name in Gurachis, elo in Mkhitz da habe ich gut das schon Mkhitz schaichen mit mir Gurachis, which means mir schaich euch so aber heute pull down oder in nach Amutel Reichev u bon list am Avi schaichen mit mir Khabar. You want to go take you have with you want to take the entire thing down, then we say Khabar Rami, I mean we say Khabar Rami, kesh goy va shloish vi yoy said the ilu box mit dem Lauf Khabar du. Sharehu kimushka v'lev. It's less than 3 tefachim, and you don't even need to come into chavoid rami. Okay, so he's thinking of your 3 different yisoides. There is, you don't need to do anything. That's where you have less than 3 tefachim in between the two pieces. You don't need to do nothing. Then you have something called good achis. That's when it comes to the mechitz of Shabbos, when you want to go make a mechitz come down. Then the tip comes down. And then when it comes to sukkah, the gap is more than 3, you have to say chavoid rami to bring the entire width down. Okay, gvaltik. Now, Rabbi Shaul is there.
Which daf?
Lobel has entered
which
the Bet Hamed Rash.
Who?
And daf Chabez.
Chabez.
Yes, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, the Rebbe.
Both of us heard a little of Brock.
What?
We heard a little of him.
A little of who? What? Shruli.
Yeah.
So you heard Shruli today?
Yeah, this is what you're saying.
Gvaldik. Shruli, he's the God
of
Hagar.
He's always into boxes.
Check off the boxes.
Name.
The Ikazach to remember is that he's a very wealthy person.
Which daf?
Chav Beis Omer Aleph.
Yeah.
Okay, 22 letters of the Aleph Beis.
Okay.
Vaita. Omer Ravo. Now you go Vaita. Omer Ravo. Minoam Mila. How do I know this? How do I know over here that we say this principle called Chavoid Ravo?
Minoam
Mila.
Right in
the middle. Right in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 lines from the top. Amar Rava, Daf Chavez and Daf Masechta Sukkah. The Rebbe says there's a few Masechtas. There's a few Masechtas in the Zayin. Make sure it's Rebbe Masechta. I always make that mistake in these volumes. 16 lines down. Amar Rava, Mino Amin Lo. You got it?
Yeah.
16. Amar Rava, how do I know this? How do I know this principle? They say Kol Chavoid Rami. How do you know that Rebbe Shaul Lehman heard Shruli?
What does Chavoid Rami mean again?
To cast down. How do you know that Rebbe Shaul Lehman heard Shruli? You met him?
No, he took me to work. Okay, next.
Oh, he took you to work. You were listening in the car to Shruli. So what was he saying? He said, Lumdus?
Yeah. Say it,
Oh, my Rava. How do you know this? The Chi is Beit Tefach. How do you know this principle? The Chi is Beit Tefach. Amin Chavoid Rami. The Chi Lespa. Lo Yamin Chavoid Rami. The answer is the Tanan. Here comes the Sugya. Koyrois Habayis V'Haliyah Shein Aleim Ma'aziva. The beams of Habayis in the second story that do not have upon them cement. Vehein michuvonois, and they're parallel to each other, perfectly opposite one another. Tuma tachas achas mehen. So what is the shal? Shal over here, does the tuma go out of the rakia? Is the tuma, they're going to be the tuma of a kezayis, the boss of a mace. Kezayis, bosom, and hamace is metame be'oihel. So the shal is, is the tuma contained by the beam? So if there's, let's say there's food item on top of the beam, and there is kezayis, bosom, and hamace directly below the beam, so do we say that the tumah of the kezayis bosom and hamace is prevented from ascending to the higher level because it's blocked by the beam? The answer is yes, provided that it's mechuvonos, that it's exactly opposite one another. Let's see, Kodas HaBayis V'Aliyah, the beams of the Bayis, the lower level, V'Ho Aliyah, on the second level. So you have a two-story home, and you're at ground level. So the Kodas HaBayis means the ceiling of the lower level. V'Ho Aliyah means the beams of the second level. She'ein Aleihem Aziv, all you have are beams. No one puts cement in between the beams, so there are gaps in between the beam. V'Hein Mechuvonos, and they're opposite one another. And now we have a situation where there's tumah tachas achas mehen, and there is tumah, there is a kezayis, bosom, and a mace under one beam. Achas mehen, tachtecho tameh. So the under that beam, everything along that beam is tameh, tumas oil. An oil is one tefach wide. So if you have the beam is, let's say, 25 feet long, and there's tumah along the end, the foot number one, and there's a piece of food underneath the beam at foot 24. The piece of food at foot 24 is tummy because the tumor is going to spread. The tumor goes up, and everything under that beam, exactly where it is tummy. So tumor tachas achas mehen v'tachtecha tummy bein tachtecha. Now what about bein tachtoina l'elyoina? What about if there's a piece of food resting on the top of the beam between the top of the beam and the second floor? To bein tachtoina l'elyoina, and furthermore bein nehen. What about any food? Between the tachtoina l'elyoina, beinehen tameh is tameh. Now, what does it mean? What do you mean beinehen is tameh? Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Rashi over here says, v'hachi perushai. Okay, I'm reading the Rashi 3 lines before it gets to what? V'hachi perushai. Karis habayis, a'isan shaliyat rashuv v'hen. Shakarim, it's called shiluvish. Karis ha'aliyah. Ho'aliyah. Hein she'agag osui v'hem. The gag is made from them. It tells what is the gag and shulchan chalakim, how they were flat, the shoven. Umanichin hanesodim mikoyro lekoyro kimin tikras aliyah. The beams from end to end. She'ein aleim aziva. On the first part line of Rashi, there's no cement. V'loy nisris. V'loy nisrim. Okay, nisrim. Umaziva lav dafkanok. That's what do you mean? I'm sorry. V'lo nisarim. I'm sorry. V'lo nisarim. There's no maziva, and there's also no beam. So it's an open space. You have multiple beams, and in between the beam, there is nothing there. You don't have another beam, and you don't have cement. Umaziva lav dafkanok. Lav dafka cement. Ela the stam hecha the leka. Maziva leka nisarim. Whenever there is no maziva, there is no nisarim. Vei mechuvonos. V'lyonis mechuvonos. V'dekenei hatachtonis. V'mehalin alehen. The rest of the bias below and above is tar. Period. Okay, that's poshut. You have over here the beams, and there's tumma underneath one beam. There's oil, the size of the mace. Everything along the entire length of the beam is tamei. Everything else in the entire bias is tar. Okay, you got that case, Clor?
Okay, next.
Got that? You understand the case?
Not really. Okay,
so
next.
So let me explain. So you have to get. I'm not going to explain.
Want to hold you up.
So let me explain why we're not holding you up. We're learning Torah. We have to understand we're learning. This is not daf yom here. We're learning bi'iyun. We're learning asuke shmaitz alim d'hilchasa. What do we think about Labatim over here? We're just going to run to the Gemara and say every third word like we dive in Shemona Esrei. This is Asuke Shmaitz Alim Dilchasa. This is moving over here with the Gedele Olam. We have Shalimun, we Shal Zev, Lobel. He's from the greatest cup I've ever learned with my whole life. People like you and ever learned such chavus like you. Imam Shechap on every prat.
To explain.
Yeah, we are bias. And the bias has, there are two stories. The lower level, the higher level. So right now we're on ground level. We have a floor. The floor is like this floor. It's complete. There's no hefsek on the floor. But above us, there are beams. Each beam is one tefach wide. And after the one tefach, you have a gap. Let's say for argument's sake, the gap is another tefach. Let's be fair. Equality. No racism. Equality. There's a board tefach and there's a gap of tefach.
Yeah.
Okay? Empty space is shove to the board. And there's a kazayis basam and a mace underneath the board. What is the halacha?
Underneath the board. Said,
so it's an oil hamace. That
the kayers are made from what? Boards?
Wood. It doesn't matter what they're made from.
And beneath right beneath
doesn't
the board
matter. Cardboard.
Is a basar.
What? Not just a basar. A kazayis basam and hamace.
Okay.
So kazayis basam and hamace is metame be'oil.
Right.
Everything that is underneath that board that board that's one tefach wide that spans the entire structure
is considered
oil hames. Look at the ceiling over. You see all the ceiling over here? You have tiles.
Even though there's are gaps of that that's wide a tefach.
Anything. Look at here with the drop ceiling. It's very simple. You have a drop ceiling, right? Make believe.
What's a drop ceiling?
It's called a drop ceiling.
Wow.
This is called a drop ceiling.
Why?
Because each thing of styrofoam drops out.
I got it.
It's called a drop ceiling.
Okay.
So look, you see they dropped out. You see over there where you're sitting, they took out that tile over there on top of you.
Okay.
Okay. So let's make believe every single, for argument's sake, every single row, every single piece of ceiling
so
is a tefach.
It's made more from the same material like this, styrofoam? This
I don't know. They have all different types.
Okay.
They have all different types.
Okay. So make
sometimes there are sound issues. They want sound quality. They make a different type of, which prevents the sound from spreading
okay.
to the upper level.
Okay.
So let's say each thing is exactly make-believe, even though over here it's very wide, it's probably like a two, like an amo, maybe an amo and a half. Make-believe, each one is a tefach.
Nee.
So make-believe, you have a whole row goes from end to end.
Yeah.
Now the next one is open.
Yeah.
Completely open.
Okay.
And the next one is closed.
Christ.
And we alternate. Underneath the row where that's closed, there's a kazayis bosom in hames.
Great.
Now that means if there's a kazayis bosom in a mace over here, all the way on that side of the room,
mm-hmm.
along that same row where the beam is, if you have some pretzels or anything for that matter, it becomes something wide because everything underneath that board becomes an oihel.
Right.
Now what about the rest of the bias?
Mm-hmm.
Everything else in the entire bias is tahar. Why? Because once you go to the next, you move over after the board is over,
there's
what do you
gap.
Have? There's a gap. So the tum doesn't spread there.
But if there was no gap, then the whole house, it doesn't
even
matter where
door,
it was.
Even where the clock is.
Comes tumme.
But it stopped. You have a hefsek.
I got it.
Now, what about upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is no... The second level, so the second...
So the tumme doesn't go that far because there's a hefsek.
Oh, so let's say there was food. Actually, there was mamish good food right on top of the beam. Right on top.
It wouldn't come tumme.
Tar.
Right.
Because it's contained. The tumme stops when it hits the ceiling.
Except that the bussel was right...
Less than a tefach.
No, it would be right, evenly, right below where there's a gap. And there's basa there, then it will become tumma.
Yes, because there's because there's a gap.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would go up, and somehow it would be suspended, the food would be suspended on a string where the gap is. And yes, it would become tumma.
Right.
But the case over here is, let's say this the basa is right underneath the beam, and let's say there's food on top of the beam.
It wouldn't become tumma.
Because the beam has prevented the tumma from spreading.
Right.
Now that's the first. Let's read the case inside. The Tanan. Let's read the case right smack in the page. The Tanan. Koyrei Sabayis.
Tanan?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, Tanan.
Look who's here. I hear myself.
Koyrei Sabayis.
I hear you now. Over there. He turned off the phone. He turned it off. Koyrei Sabayis. The beams of the bias fell over in the second story. She'ain alei maziva. There is no maziva.
Okay, what does maziva mean?
Cement.
No opening? Oh,
cement. So therefore, it's a gap. It's a complete gap.
Okay.
It's a gap. The hay michuvonos and the beams are parallel to one another. Okay. The beams on the second story are exactly michuvin connecting the first story.
Yeah.
Let's say there's under one beam, like the case. Tachtecha tame. Period. Okay. That's the end of the case. You put a period there.
Yeah.
Put a period there. That's the end of the case. Now we're going to discuss a new case that we have not yet discussed. A Naya Unfang.
Mm-hmm.
A Naya Unfang mitin udrinin daf chabez on the Nahum new case. Let's say the kazayis bosom in hames is on top of the beam.
Yeah.
Is beina tachtoina lo elyoina. You put the kazayis bosom in hames on top of the beam. So what's the halacha? You hear the case?
Yeah.
The halacha is beina tachtoina elyoina beinehen tamei. Al gabel yoyna benem tame period.
Why?
Because anything below is tar because the tumma does not go down. Tumma does not go down. Tumma only goes up. That's a very important. A lot of people don't appreciate that point. Tumma does.
You
no
tell me if there's tumma's mess above, and this
food
whatever.
Right below. Wow! Look at this. Look at this. Unbelievable. Go to the computer. The shlame didn't come. I'll just keep it just in case he comes, we'll hear his voice. Look at this. This is like Ma'amish and Yom Tov for me.
So one second, you said Tumma travels upward, not downward.
That's
so
an incredible Kiddush.
So you're telling me if it's suspended, if the mess is...
Kazayis
is suspended on top.
On top.
And
what is below the beam on the lower level is tahar. Oh, why didn't you say tumur tzutza? This is an incredible principle in halacha. There's no such thing as tumur tzutza.
Hold on a second.
Going
if this
down.
Is an open space, it's suspended on top, and there's food on the bottom, and there's nothing, there's no hafsik, it doesn't become tumur.
It's not becoming, the tumur does not go down.
It's interesting.
But if the tumur was, you take, let someone take it, they stuck it. Like, let's say it's wet. Let's say it's like from Shalash Shuris. You take some...
What's wet?
Like you take some tuna fish, like it's like cement, right? And you take some chal and you stick it to the top of the beam.
Nee.
And you take a kzayis basam and hames.
Nee.
So then the tumah goes lamala. Because it's tumah ritzutza. Tumah needs an oil.
Wait a second. If you take food and you stick it to the cement...
If I have a beam right here,
yeah,
and I take a kzayis basam and hames, and I stick it over here, I stick it
right
on over here,
yeah,
whatever is on top over here is tameh.
But let's say it's a hafsik of tefach.
If I suspend on a string, if I have a string hanging down, and it's one tefach, right? I have a string hanging down, one tefach, and I attach to the string a kazayas basam and hames. Are they doing the like they have salami hanging?
Yeah.
Right, hanging down. So then, if it's more than a tefach, the tumah stops. It does not go higher.
No, but let's say it's not hanging.
The string doesn't do anything.
There's nothing. But let's say the string is very, very small and it's less than a tefach.
Correct.
So then if I use food on top, it becomes tamei.
I want to say, but how thick?
Bekas.
But how thick is the? But how thick that separates the kazayis basa to the food? Let's say if it's wider tefach.
It doesn't make a difference how
no,
wide.
No, then it wouldn't become tamei.
It does. This is wider tefach. This beam is wider tefach. Right? It's wider tefach. If this is not wider tefach, then it's
no,
not
but let's
stop.
Say the height. It's wider tefach. What
it doesn't
about the
make, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't.
Let's say it is. Let's say it's a tefach higher.
It doesn't matter.
Why would it become tamer?
Because that's the laws of halacha l'moshe
m'sinai. You were talking about an aron, yes, rachman l'tzlan, a coffin.
No, that's lamala. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make over here.
Again, if there's a exayis basa mace
that is stuck
below the beam,
stuck.
Right.
You stick it on there.
Yeah. And right up on the other side of the beam.
This food, good food.
Yeah. Why does it become tuma?
Tame.
Why?
Because the tuma, the food penetrates. The tuma, it's called tuma ritzutza.
But let's say the beam is...
Ritzutza just means it's compressed, and because it's compressed, it breaks forth. The ritzutza is the condition. The baikas is the result.
So my question,
this is the problem. It's ritzutza,
and it doesn't matter how, regardless how thick.
No, it doesn't.
The kaira, why?
That's the halacha.
But didn't you just say that if it's a divider,
if
a tefach hamor that
it is
mapsik,
if you,
it stops
you
the tumah.
You have to give it its space. The tumah needs one tefach in order to be contained. If you don't give it its containment space of one tefach, it will burst. Fourth.
You mean if there's space?
If the tumah is suspended on a string.
And there's space between
and there's
there
a tefach,
and the kaira.
Then it's contained.
Ah.
But if you don't
so
give
you're
it...
So you're telling me it has to have a space of a tefach?
Yes.
A
to be contained. Yes, yes.
Not the object. So you're telling me a divider won't help?
No. It will not help. Lamata it will. That's the
I'm was
trying
about
to
be
at. That's what I was showing you. Lamala no, lamata yes. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's a tremendous chiddush. If I take a kazayis basam,
so you tell me the reason why you can't go through a cemetery, only if you know
you
for sure that there's
the
a tefach halal. If there's a tefach,
you can't walk on the street because maybe deep down there's a dead body.
But you're telling me, let's say there's no halal. Let's say there's a tefach mace, but the soil is a tefach. You're telling me that's not mafsik the tumah?
No,
tumah?
Definitely not.
I didn't know
people
that.
People are
concept.
Buried 6 feet below.
I didn't know that.
That's why we learned yesterday. People who walk, you walk on the street. You can't in Brooklyn, you're tummy. Because there can be
it.
Some Indians are buried beneath us.
So there's no divide, there's no way that it could take
no,
the tumah.
No. You need to have empty space.
But you see an oil.
So why is a cemetery? A cemetery should not be a place where a kohen should be able to go to a cemetery, assuming that.
Every dead body is buried in a coffin?
There's a tefach.
You say because every dead body is buried in a coffin. There's a tefach between the dead body and the coffin. So the
oh,
answer
that's
is,
a good point.
That's what we said yesterday.
Oh, but it's a chalik.
The answer is the coffin itself, even though there's the hefsik of a tefach between the body and the top of the coffin itself has the din of the dead body.
So this is what they should do?
Anything that's miyuchad. Miyuchad.
But ground. The ground cannot become tamei. Or it is not.
It's not the ground does not become tamei. It's b'kas v'ol ad l'rakia. If there is tumah and you do not give tumah one tefach of empty space, then the law is it penetrates even a thousand miles.
But hold on
miles.
A second. But there is empty space, hollow, because how far deep? Ten tefachim deep.
Let's say it's six.
But this hollow from the
hollow?
Haran,
it's full of earth. Earth is no way. There's no hollow space.
There's no space. I see.
You're saying over here. I got it.
It's on top of the earth. Oh. So the Chiddush is, why don't you say, here's the logical question, right. Why don't we say the same way that when it comes to, if you have less than a tefach below, if you would take kazayis bosom and hames and stick it below, it would go ala rakia. So when you take a kazayis bosom and hames and you put it on top of the beam, so it should, you don't have a chalal tefach, it should penetrate the beam and go down.
But Tumah doesn't go down.
Exactly. Tumah only goes up, does not go down. Tremendous Chiddush.
How is that relevant? That was so good.
Because here we have the beam. It says here in the Mishnah, you have the beam, and this is a Kazayis Basar on the beam. So it says that the only thing that's Tameh is between this beam and that beam. But what's Lamata is Tahar. Below, why is it Tahar? There's less than a Tefach. Less than a Tefach between where it's touching. Between where it's touching, it should be Ritzutza Ubekas Lamata. There's no such
thing. It could only contain only
Lamata.
A separate question. So where it is by kas, right? It's like, we're in the case where it's not by kas, because you have a tefach.
But it's not by kas, we have a tefach.
So what happens to anything that's on top of the aron?
Anything that is, what about top of the aron? What do you mean? On top of the beam?
On top of the beam, yeah.
On top of the star.
Why should it be tamei? You just not tamei, aron becomes, the aron is tamei.
Yeah, that's the aron. But let's say between the aron and the beam.
You tell me now, you know why you can't walk in the cemetery? Because the aron takes on the same characteristics as the mace.
Right.
So the beam should also take on the same characteristics.
No.
Why?
Because the beam is not miyuchet for the mace.
Exactly.
The aron is a miyuchet for the mace.
Right,
this is a building. I have beams.
You know that for a fact? That's the reason why the aron. It's part of the mace.
Yes. The goylal, the Gemara, it's a Mishnah. The goylal and the
doifen.
Yes, the goylal.
Steam is
the goylal. Steam is the goylal. The goylal is the cover, and that's why. That's why.
Steam is
the closing of the coffin, and that is why I told you in the used to be in the airports in El Al, they take the coffins and they put them in cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Then
so
it would be good.
So that, and
there
from the
empty
top,
space
empty
top
space, the cardboard box
so
is not...
They're joking around. The Beis HaChaim's, they want everybody to be able to come
theoretically, they could.
They could put in a double coffin.
A double coffin, theoretically, theoretically, they would put in a
take up much more
space, mausoleum.
Plus more money, but a plot.
Yeah, theoretically, if they would do that, then that would
stop the proper
coffin. That would contain... It would
also
contain.
Not for sure, because you never know, there might be...
That's a problem, you
bones.
Never, things break, right, things collapse.
Exactly.
You know,
over time.
So it's not
know.
Practical, it's a total impractical thing to do. Me. But that's what they did for the people that we learned yesterday, for the children, who would bring the fill up the water of the Paraduma.
Yeah.
They built a whole city.
Yeah.
A whole city on
entire
top.
Entire Yerushalayim was
no,
on...
No, a section, a whole city on top of rocks. There was a halal, the whole city was built over a space where there was a tefach between the ground and the floor. They built a whole city, was built on a platform.
I understand.
On a platform. So
there was a tefach from the ground?
From the ground until.
And it was empty space.
Oh, but you'll say, but over here, there was really two layers. Because, oh, but what are you talking about? Because there has to be supports, right? There has to be supports.
Yeah.
Because wherever you're going to support the platform, so let's say there's a dead body right underneath the support. Yeah. So that's going to be a kasva oila. So they had two levels. So wherever there was a support, they had a second platform. It was really two platforms, so that the other platform.
Support. I thought there was empty space.
Yeah, but how do you make a whole city with empty space?
See,
it's gonna float in the midair. You need supports. But the place where you have the supporting beam for the floor, maybe there's a dead body right underneath that supporting beam, and then it would break forth and go all the way up.
Really?
Because if you have a support, look, here's a supporting.
Even though in the middle it's empty, but since you have supporting.
Look, this something has to go on the ground. Here's the ground. The table's the ground. Here's a supporting beam. Mm-hmm. Here's my platform, right? Mm-hmm. So very good. If the child is standing over here, so then there's a tefach between the ground.
Right.
But if the child stands over here,
So
maybe we're it's right. There's no hefsek of a tefach.
Right. Where
there's a supporting beam. So they built another layer. They then built another supporting beam over here and put another thing so that in between the first supporting beam and the floor over here, there's a tefach.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So they built another supporting beam over here.
It wouldn't break over time, the whole thing?
Well, they built it very strong. They build it very strong that it wouldn't break.
By the way, speaking about building on
the whole base Hamigdash was built like this. The whole base was built like this. On the Harabais, how did they did not know that there were no dead bodies there? They built the entire Harabais on an arch, on a double layer floor.
Let me ask you, so since we're talking about a rock, yeah?
Yeah.
It says the five cities, all on a rock.
I don't
know. How do you understand that?
I don't know what that means. I have no
idea. You don't know what that means? He said Hashem just had to turn it over. How do you understand?
I don't know what that means. Hechron Yana. Hechron Yana. Whenever you don't know something, you just... Whenever you don't know something,
that was built on one rock. Hashem had just had to turn it over because it says Hashem turned over the cities. We didn't turn it over.
Mahapich.
So he says Mahapich, you just have to take the rock and just turn it over.
And does the that you can't make a bracha of a shecholak shecholak mechachmos liyireyav unless the Talmud Chacham is also knowledgeable in Sisrei Torah.
Where did you hear that?
I read it in this safe right here. Even though you have a Talmud Chacham that was called Hatu, he's a genius, he was called Rekula, you still can't make the Baruch Al-Chathil really? Unless he also is knowledgeable in Sisrei Torah.
Interesting, okay.
Weiter. So Kodesh Abayis, Ve'aliyah Shein, Ha'un, 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 Ha'un,
Ha'un,
Ha'un, Ha'un, So let's say there's a Kazayis Bosom and a Mace on top of the beam. So then, whatever is between that beam and the upper story is tummy, but whatever is below on level number one is tar. Because there's no din of tumah that suits the lamata.
Right.
And you're going to have the tumah is going to be contained in the beam lamala. So therefore, they have a bay named tummy. Now, we go to case number three.
Yeah.
Case number three. Al Gabi Holyoida, let's say there is a Kazayis Bosom and a Mace on the roof.
Yeah.
That's on top of the second story. Yeah. So then, what's the halacha going to be? All the birds that fly over it are going to become tame. Anything below it is going to become tar.
Correct.
So therefore, all the drones, if you want to go, like Amazon will send you a package with food. You got to make sure they don't fly over or fly over this area because they'll become tame lamala.
Yeah.
So al gabe haliyoyna kineged al rukia tame. See, this is very practical today, because today there are things that fly in the sky. It's not a joke. Next.
That's the reason why there was a machleik. You remember the Gemara? I don't remember which masechta I saw it. Machleik between Achatayvu and the Chachamim, where the Middle Parech is Makabel Tuma.
Middle Parech, 300 halachas on Middle Parech.
Yeah, where's this Gemara?
I don't know.
So the Ben Ishchai wants to say Pshat.
Yeah.
That an airplane, aircraft.
Aircraft, okay. Teva. Vaita. Al Gabi Al Yoyna Gedeg Al Gabi Tame. How you Al Yoyna is now? Now we go Nayazach. Now how you Al Yoyna is now? We have a new case. A new case is where the upper story, its beams are not mechuvanes. It's not parallel to the lower story.
Nay.
So now, if you have, everything is going to change. The lower level, the beams go, they stop over here. But the upper level, the beams are opposite the empty space.
Okay.
So if you have now on the very, very bottom, on the ground, a kezayis bosom and a mace, in the gap between the gap.
You mean it's put into the gap?
It's they're alternate.
Yeah, yeah.
Level number one, it's here. And the upper level, it's in where the gap is, the lower level. So now if I have a Kazayis Bosom and a Mace on the ground, so everything that's going to be underneath the beam on the second floor, the ceiling of the second floor is going to become Tameh.
Correct.
Because there's nothing stopping it on level number one.
But below the opening and for the first floor, nothing.
Nothing, right.
So whatever's in between, but what's in between? Nothing.
Nothing. The tumah is not going to spread to the other side, but it doesn't matter because it's really everything is underneath the upper beam, so it isn't going to become tameh. Basically, when the upper level is alternates in the lower level, so then it's being this oil from the second level. Let's see inside.
How does this fit in with our Gemara?
We're going to see. So how you held yonis kibin hatachle. Let's say the yonis the second story. Was between the tachtonis. Now, what's the?
See,
now that's the case.
Throw. You didn't get to that.
Now we're going to discuss the various scenarios. Let's say this tumah tachtehen. Let's say this tumah tachtehen. Tachas kulon tamei. Period. So this tumah tachtehen. If there's tumah underneath that beam on the ground zero. On the floor of the first story.
Yeah.
So it is being sheltered. Wait, it's much more complicated. Let's see. Tachtehen. How you all yonos kibbein na tachtones. Tumah tachtehen. So now it's big chesh. I made a mistake. The whole bias is tameh. Why is the whole bayit on the first story, is it all tameh? Because the upper beam is going to bring the tumah down, and then it's going to spread. It's contained. Once it's contained, it becomes an oil. Let's clarify.
So Zayis Basa where?
Zayis Basa on the ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Here is
the picture right here.
Got the picture. Okay. We'll show over here. Maybe a little bit easier over here. Look, here is level number. We have to make level number one. Okay. We have to make a level. Here's level number one. You see? We'll stick this in over here. Look, you see? Here it is. You see where I put this over here? I put this over. This is the ceiling number one. But we're gonna make it mechuvanis. We're going to make it mechuvan. So we'll make it with this knot. So what's going to happen? If I have now a kazayis basam and hames, let's say it's over here.
Nee.
It's going to go up over here. It's going to be sheltered by the oil on the second floor. This is ground, floor one, floor two.
Yeah.
And this beam is not in line with this.
Correct.
Okay, so make it if it goes, starts here and it goes over here. Yeah. And here's this. There is tuma over here.
Right.
It's not contained by this.
Right.
It's contained where? On the second floor.
Right.
So everything here is one big oil.
Correct. What?
Everything along this beam is one big oil. Tame.
Right.
But here's the chiddush. Once this becomes all tame,
yeah.
So then what's going to happen is this is going to be mitzarif. And now everything, even over here, is going to become tummy.
Why is that?
And then it'll keep on going. Because once the tumma goes all the way up to here,
yeah.
So the tumma basically, think of it, it becomes like a block of tumma. Yeah. And then but then it's connected to this beam.
Yeah.
So it just continues.
There's no open space between.
There's no open space. So on the lower level.
Open space over here doesn't help.
Oh, over here. Over here on the second floor, you'll have gaps. But on the first floor, there are no gaps.
No.
So, again, this beam.
You mean this is an entire roof on the first
it floor? It alternates. It's going to alternate. This is the upper story.
Yeah.
And then you're going to skip space. And then you're going to skip space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wherever you're going to skip on top, you're not going to skip on the bottom. Mm-hmm. There's tumma at the very edge. Kazayis, basam, and ames. So what happens? Where is its ohel? Where is the kazayis, basam, and ames' oil on the bottom?
The second
story. So therefore, everything along the very, very top becomes one big oil. This beam all the way on top, it's like make-believe, like you fill it up.
Yeah,
you fill it up with tumma.
Yeah.
Then it's coming against this beam on level number one. It's connected. So the tumma is going to spread. It's going to spread into underneath this beam. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to the next one, it's going to be contained under the next beam on the second story. Mm-hmm. And then back down to the first story. So basically everything on the lower level is 100% tameh. On the second story, it's only going to become tameh on the top. Mm-hmm. On the lower level, everything is tameh. The whole bayis is tameh. The second story, it's only there's a gap. It's only going to become tameh. Anything that's flying over here is going to become tameh. But once you get over here, that's it. That's where it's going to stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see inside how it says that.
Could you show me the book?
Yes. Yes. Let's go take a look at the picture over here. Okay. I really don't like, I don't think these pictures are so great. I don't think they're so great. We are over here, tumma. We have to really concentrate to see what this thing over here. We are over here, the words, Hoyol Yons Kubeina Tachtan, it's tumma Tachtein Tachas Kulun Tame. Okay, so here's the picture. You have over here the bottom story. This is a very confusing picture. Okay, you want to see the picture over here? I'm going to move that away. What happened? I'm sorry. You got wet?
No, on the phone. I might as well didn't go on the phone, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I'm so sorry.
So which picture is it?
Here, wipe it off right away before we have an accident over here.
So which picture is it?
This picture. Look at this picture over here. Very hot picture. It's not so cold, but you have to. I'll show you the picture inside. One second. Let me come around and show you. They're showing you the two stories. I think this one is in. I think this one is better. Is it better? This one is a little bit better, but it's not so good either. This one. Here. Look at this picture.
No.
Over here, you see this is. Floor, this is the bottom floor and this is the top floor. This is where it is. You have to notice that these beams, they alternate. You see, the beams over here on the very, very top are not, they're, wherever there's a gap, there's a beam.
Yeah.
Wherever there's a beam, there's a gap. Here is the Kazai's Tumah, here's the Tumah. Here's the Tumah. So the Tumah is Shoshosh the arrows. It goes, let's look at the top here, the red one. The red one is the red one is the source of Tumah. Okay? So where does this go? This goes all the way up to the top. It goes all the way up to the top beam. Right? So that top beam becomes an oil for this red thing. So that basically, now when that becomes an oil, so this entire space here is one big, it's filled up with Tumah. But what is right against it? Another beam. So it allows it to spread, because the beam is going to basically connect, this beam is going to connect with this beam. This Chavoit Rami, this is the sugi of the Schach. Make believe we will take this lower beam, make it simple.
So Chavoit Rami is a cool and a chumra.
Right, in this case. If you would take this and you bring it down, if you take all the top beams and bring it down, what happens? Everything is up. If you take all the top beams and pull them down, then you have a full ceiling on the bottom.
Right.
If you take all the lower beams and bring them up, you would also have a full ceiling.
Right.
So that's basically what we're doing. Since they're opposite one another, it's key we bring all the beams down, and all the beams here fill up all the gaps, and therefore the tummy on the bottom, it spreads the entire thing.
If you bring it down, nothing's going to happen.
Doesn't happen, because it's gonna, you're just going to pile one on top of the other. Here, if you bring them down, so one beam is right on top of the other beam. So
what,
then you're looking at empty space.
What does Chavoit Rami mean? Where's that Lashon?
Chavoit means to cast. Rami means, in this kind, is down. Chavoit, Rami means towards. Cast, and this, the way it translates, cast down. Chavoit means to cast. To push Rami down. Rami means towards one area. In this case, if you do Chavoit Rami, what happens? This beam would be right on top of this beam. This beam right on top of this beam. This one on top of this beam. And basically means you have just still have gaps. The gaps still exist. In this case, you do Chavoit Rami, you're taking this beam, you're taking it all the way down. Where is it going? It's going in between the gap. Each beam is being taken down into the gap of the other. So that means when everything is said and done, you have a continuous stretch of beam with no space whatsoever. It's completely filled up. And therefore, there's Tumah over here on the bottom. It's totally contained in a room. If you have Kazayas, Basim, and Amaz, the whole bias is Tumah. That's in essence what it, that's what it's saying. Okay, so back to the more over here. Remember over here, so let's say we have over here. Situation we have over here. Going from the place over here. Let's say we have it line. Let's say the Elyonos was between the Tachtonos, and now there's Tumah Tachtehen, there's Tumah underneath, Tachas Kulon Tamei, because we say basically Chavoid Rami.
Also says Tachtehen Beim Tachas Elyonos Beim Tachas Tachtonos, it makes no difference.
Because you're going to say up also, because you're going to go the same way you're going to go say down, you're going to say up as well. I guess that's why. Al Gabeyen Kinegna Lurukia. What about Tachas Kulon Tamei Al Gabeyen? Now, that's a new case. Let's say, in this case number two, let's say we put the Tumah on top of the beam, then Kinegdon Al Rokia Tamei, period, but not below. If you put the Tumah on top of the beam, then the Tumah just goes Lamala, yeah. But anything below is going to become Tahar.
Yeah.
Now, V'tani Allah, Bameh Devorim Amurim, Bizman Sheyesh, Bohen Tefach, the only time you say Chavoit Rami, and you can say that we're going to lift the beams up or lift the beams down, is only when each beam is at least one Tefach wide. But let's say, and now here's the condition, Bizman Sheyesh Bohem Tefach, Ubeinehen Poseach Tefach, and therefore you can say Chavoit Rami because it'll fit into the gap. The beam is one Tefach wide, and the gap below is one Tefach wide also, so there's enough space for the beam on top to nicely maneuver its way down and fill up the gap below. Aval, but what happens? Ein b'neim pasach tefach. Let's say in between the two beams is less than a tefach. Then we have a whole different set of rules. If we don't have a full tefach for the top beam to come down and nicely glide into, then the law is tumah tachas achas mehen. Let's say this tumah needs one beam. Tachteha tamei but beinehen, the al gabehen, between them and on top of them, tahar. Why? We don't say chavoyt rami. You're only going to say chavoyt rami when you give it a full tefach to slide into. It has to slide into. If you're not going to have the full tefach to slide into, then we just say leave, you stay where you are, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So then we follow Alma. What do we see? Ki is bei tefach, am min chavoyt rami. Ki les bei tefach, le min chavoyt rami. Shema mino. That's all we want to prove. We want to prove over here is that you have to be in order to say chavoyt rami, you have to have this. This goes back to our sugya. What was our sugya of schach? You have schach, and you have two layers of schach. You have a lower level of schach, and you have an upper level of schach. Yeah. In between the lower level of schach, there is more than three tzvachim in between each piece of schach. So that's a problem. Why is it a problem? Because three tzvachim of empty space is called schach puzzle, right? If you have empty space of three tzvachim that we learned before,
but above that covers the gap.
But let's say you have schach. Here's my schach, and in between each beam, each piece of schach, there is more than three tzvachim. So avir, empty space of three tzvachim.
You can't sit under there.
It's possible. Worse, it's worse. The whole sukkah is possible, mm-hmm. because you can no longer connect the walls.
Oh, I got it.
You can't connect the walls anymore. So if you have piece of schach, and in between each piece of schach, there is a gap of three tefachim of empty space, the sukkah is possible.
Right.
What's the solution? We have another layer of schach.
Right.
On top of these gaps, there's a piece of schach right smack in the middle.
Right.
So why is that going to be good? So we say the principle...
No, it hovers over that gap.
Right, that gap. So why is that good? It doesn't matter. Schach has to be level. Everyone agrees schach has... If this is your schach, that's it. Chavoyt rami. In the make-believe, the piece of schach on top came down and is level with in the same level. So now we no longer have a gap of three empty tzvachim. Wait a minute. The only time you can say, along comes Rava, and Rava says the only time you can say chavoyt rami is if the piece of schach that's on top is one tefach wide. If the piece of schach that's on top in between the gap is less than a tefach wide, then it's not. We're not going to be able to say that it comes down to make the distance.
It has to be at least a tefach.
At least a tefach.
It doesn't have to be three tefachim in order to come down.
It has to be no. You have a lot of space between the pieces of schach. You just cannot have three tefachim.
So you have to have minimal of a tefach.
One tefach to come down. If it's less than a tefach.
As if it came in the, okay,
right.
I got it.
But it has to be at least one tefach. And how do you know that? This sugya, when it comes to tumah, we want to make the entire bayis tame because we want to say chavoy drami. But the bryce says clearly, the only time we're going to say chavoy drami in order to bring the beams down or bring the beams up and make the whole bayis tame is only if each individual beam is a tefach wide. So you see, the principle of chavoy drami only works when it's a tefach. We learned something tonight.
And I think I missed the Gemara. It's machlokes, the dollars. What that means?
Is it what?
A lashon of dal.
Middle dollars. Mabulbul.
What means a lashon of mixed?
Bilbul.
It's mixed.
Dal
up.
Poor. It means it's right. It's thin. It's thin schach. Or does it mean mabulbelis? It's mixed.